The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. We are doing something different today. And also, if you're a regular listener to the show, stick around after the review. I've got some housekeeping stuff that I want to get to, but we actually brought people on live, and here they are.
And we have Mindy and Brooke from Remelations. So, ladies, thanks for coming on the Podcast Rodeo Show.
Thanks, Dave,
for having us.
Are you guys ready to have me hit play?
I'm excited.
And this episode is called What Grandma? What is it? Judgy. Judgy Grandma.
Yep.
Okay, very first impression. I love the stereo-ness of that. So, just saying.
Welcome to Remelations. We're your hosts.
I'm Mindy.
And I'm Brooke. Remelations is a dream interpretation podcast where we read listeners' dreams from nightmares to the just plain bizarre. Join us as we give you our comedic interpretation of your fucked up REM cycle.
This week, we're talking about a crazy mall shooter, math homework, and everyone's favorite snack, Lunchables.
And don't forget about dinosaurs and tornadoes.
Ooh, that sounds good all around. So let's get started.
Okay, so far right now, I am, like, you have me hooked in. I am yours to lose. You had me actually at Nightmare. When you said interpreting blah, blah, blah in Nightmares, I'm like, oh, that could be cool. At this point, it's a matter of, you've got me. Can you now keep me?
Okay. Get started.
Woo!
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Mindy.
How are you? It's Christmas week.
Okay, now I'm confused, because I actually thought I hit rewind because you're reintroducing each other. You just, in the intro of the show, said, I'm Mindy, I'm Brooke, and now you're like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, so I was expecting you to jump into a dream
there. I love the holidays. I do.
I can't believe it's here. Like, and it doesn't seem like Christmas because we're in the Midwest and there's no snow. It's like going to be 50 on Christmas Eve.
Again, I don't really have so much of a problem with that. If we're going to go to one extreme or the other,
I'd rather
have a mild winter. But I understand. Like, we talked about it in the past. I like a white Christmas, but that's about it.
Yeah, and it's been a while since we've had snow on Christmas Eve.
It seems like quite a few years. Yeah, it always happens like before, like a huge dump. Or then right after, nothing. And then a huge dump. And it's like, okay, well, that's great and all. But really wanted it on Christmas. I just need it Christmas really those two time. Days a year.
Okay, official fun bubble chat is now over. And I'm ready to get into the show.
The year.
Yep. Well, we have some reams to dream.
We have some reams to dream. We certainly do.
We have some dreams to read today. And I'm excited about this one because this dream that I'm going to start with comes from Megan. And Ooh. Megan's one of our amazing friends in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware.
Thank you, Megan.
Here we go. It's called My Literal Nightmare.
Oh.
Yeah. Scary. I was at the beach with people and had to leave to get to babysitting on time. I left, but I took some wrong turns and decided to go to a mall to get something to eat and to use the bathroom.
The mall's the most efficient place to do that, not a gas station.
Both things. Exactly. Oh, gross. No, not the gas station. I parked and I walked around for a while before I went back to the car, only to find someone had broken in and was actually sitting in my passenger seat eating Lunchables.
Well, that's rude. She didn't even have to get anything to eat after all. She could have just waited until she got back.
Shared the Lunchables with the person, the criminal who broke into her car?
Oh.
Is it the pizza ones or is it the
turkey? Oh, God. I never had the pizza ones. I always like just the
regular
OG,
crackers.
But it was nice when they throw in like a Capri Sun or like a fun size little candy bar.
Nothing like overpaying for something you have in your cabinet anyways, like cheese and meat. But you don't have it in a cute container. So that's the difference.
I mean, that's the convenience factor. My dad has made me start buying the ingredients of my P3s, which is like the same thing. Yes. Like it's like
the adult Lunchable.
A nut, an adult Lunchable, and a cheese. He's like, you know, you can buy a block of cheese, you can buy a thing of cashews, and you can buy some ham and cut it up and make your own. I'm like,
that's just too much work.
I'll try it, but I have to get like fun size Ziplocs and stuff.
You have to get one of those containers, like those box.
Meanwhile, back at the Dream,
boxes that can have each individual.
You know, you got to have the right bite, one of each thing in each So you got to.
Someone broke into her car and was eating some Lunchables. And then her grandma was there and she was yelling about how ungrateful I was. Judgy grandma.
Jeez, why is she ungrateful? Her car's being broken into.
Because she had to share her Lunchable? I don't know.
Okay, grandma, take it down a notch.
I went to a cop to tell him someone was in my car, and they were very disinterested. Poor Megan here.
I get why she calls it literal nightmare.
Right? No one's here.
It's not like, no one's helping her.
I went back into the mall, and immediately someone told me to get down because there was an active shooter.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They came straight towards me with an assault rifle, and I gave her everything I had.
What?
She was wearing knee socks and had blonde hair. Oh, and she was very tall, over 6 foot.
Oh, no.
I mean, talk about... that's exactly what I think of when I think of an active shooter. A tall blonde chick with some knee socks.
Yes, I think of like a Russian femme fatale.
Oh, yeah, that could be. That could be.
But my God, that's scary.
Very scary. She took my notebook and was going through it and made fun of me for some bad math homework.
Ooh, that's it.
This is definitely gets one of these. Because I kind of want to hear the end of this, and it is interesting because on one hand, I don't know about you, but I now, like, the car that this woman is sitting in is blue. It looks maybe like an old Nissan, and then for a while, I thought grandma was in the car yelling at her, and then I thought, well, maybe grandma's outside, and so there's a lot of theater of the mind going on. It's just one of those things where I don't have kids. I'm not as fluent in Lunchables as you guys are. So I was kind of like, all right, I'm over the Lunchables thing. And what is a P3?
It's like a pack that is made by the same Lunchables, but it's only about this big. And it's got a little space for a protein, which is usually like turkey or ham, and then a space for a cheese, and then a space for a nut. And you just munch on that instead of like the crackers and cheese that come in a Lunchable. It's a little adult version, a little healthier version. It's all proteins.
There you go. Because I was just like, a what? So, but no, I like the fact that about the time I was like, okay, I'm done with the Lunchables. You guys left the Lunchables. So that was kind of fun. And you keep the story going. The only thing, if it was me, if somebody said, what would you change about this show? I don't really need to hear about snow in Delaware. but I think we're all kind of used, because we're not sure how to just jump into it.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what's going on? Good. And that's where if I don't know if you guys use any kind of like Google Doc or something where you can kind of see where we're going. That's where you can say, hey, Brooke, hey, Mindy, hey, today we're going to, and then you just go into today we've got a nightmare about a judgy grandma and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, kind of give that table of contents. And I'm like, which one should we start with? I don't know. I'm dying to hear about judgy grandma, and off you go. And then if you want to talk about, because people want to know you, I would just move that later. Okay. And like, hey, that was some really weird dreams, blah, blah, blah. And then however you want to transition into whatever you want to do. What's the goal of the show?
Eventually we like to monetize it.
By?
Sponsorships, tours, merch.
Tours.
Everything.
You haven't seen us dance yet.
We've got big plans, Dave.
Okay.
We've got choreographed dance routines from high school. No, yeah. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. You don't want to pay for that show.
And your website is?
Remelations.com.
Got it. And that you spell that just REM because it's the whole dream thing. If you're wondering, like, hey, what? And it's, I'm assuming, ELATIONS.com.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
There we go. Awesome. I want to thank the ladies again, remelations.com. Thanks so much for your patience. It took me a while to get this out. I'm going to try to say this quickly. I have a teaching background. My intent of this show is to help you make the best episode. But
there were times when I was grabbing a random podcast, and even though this one person did ask in Facebook for feedback, when she heard my review, she was deeply hurt and called me basically mean and a hurtful person. And that's kind of like my kryptonite. When you're a teacher, the last thing you want to do is hurt somebody's feelings. You want to encourage them to do better. And so I actually pondered stopping the show. So thanks to everyone who emailed me, said, no, Dave, we get it. We understand why you're saying these. In some cases, you know, hey, you're pointing out things that people need to hear. So I appreciate everybody that stepped up to the plate to say, hey, Dave, you're cool. This is not, we know who you are and we get why you're doing this. So I thank everyone who said that. I do want to rebrand the show. The name doesn't make any sense with what I'm doing here besides the, when you have to explain, you know, and we'll see how long I can hang on. And the show has nothing to do with the rodeo, et cetera, et cetera. They did mention about getting ads for your show. If you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/431, I'll have a video. I just did a YouTube video about that. So you can check that out. I do have one more review in the can, but here's the thing. I think the key to this, to avoid being a monster, is to only review people who ask me to review, which means if nobody asks me to review, now I'm in a consistency issue. I will say that I don't believe I'm going to have people with me live because I forgot that when you have to schedule appointments to meet at the same time, it's a bitch. I mean, oh man, I forgot. And it wasn't their fault. It's, you know, you got three people that have these things called lives, and it's hard to get everybody to connect. And even if it was just me and another person, I was like, that's probably not going to work for consistency. So I'll keep you in the loop on that as we go along. But if you would like to be reviewed, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Get Reviewed button, and we can set things up. But I do appreciate everybody hanging in there. Like I said, I got another review coming out next week. And after that, there is no lines. We will probably skip a week in there. I will be at Podcast Movement. I will be at the National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville, Tennessee. And then later in the month, I will be at Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles, working the Lipson booth, speaking, and selling my book, Profit from Your Podcast. So thanks so much to you, my regular listener. I do appreciate you hanging in there as I go through this turmoil. I'm getting refocused and ready to come back and just do the show on a much more regular basis. Again, the website, podcastrodeoshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for a little improvement. We'll see you again real soon. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.